head out to Toronto to talk to Shai David. We're going to talk a little bit of Blue Jays. Shai, how do we find you today?
I'm all right. I'm actually in Cooperstown for the Hall of Fame induction ceremony this weekend.
There you go. That should be a fun time. What are some of the highlights of the weekend going to be for you?
Well, it's certainly going to be Roy Halladay's induction, although there's going to be a lot of mixed emotions with that one. And, you know, the fact that obviously he's not here to be a part of this, and it's going to be part celebration, part memorial, and I think that's pretty tough to reconcile. But it's a pretty interesting class of 2019 with Mariano Rivera and Edgar Martinez and Mike Piscina, Kyle Baines and Lee Smith as well. So it's certainly going to be an interesting weekend, but obviously an emotional one for Blue Jays fans.
Yeah, that'll be a tough one, no doubt, as the Hall of Fame class getting put into Cooperstown on the diamond. There's plenty to get to with this Blue Jays team. Shai, is Marcus Stroman expected to perhaps make this start against the Detroit Tigers tonight, barring some perhaps last-minute changes? I'm sure you've been asked plenty, but is this the last time that Stroman will make a start as a member of the Blue Jays?
Maybe, but I can very easily see the Blue Jays playing this out much closer to the July 31st trade deadline because, look, you know, it's a thing, as the closer you get to the deadline, the more urgency teams have in terms of needing to act, and there's no second deadline this year. And if you're determined to get better, you've got to get it all done by July 31st. So the Blue Jays have a lot riding on a Marcus Stroman deal. You know, if they're going to trade away their best pitcher, and pitching is the clear need on this team, they've got to hit a home run with it. So I think the Blue Jays have ample reason to perhaps wait a little bit longer to see if they can do better than what's on the table for them right now.
Elsewhere, the other news making headlines with the Blue Jays is in regards to Bo Bichette and some of the comments he had earlier this week. Charlie Montoya was asked about his comments that he believes he could be in the majors and playing right now. Charlie Montoya said it's not cocky, it's confident. Just a thought on kind of the interactions that we're seeing between Blue Jays management, coaching, and Bo Bichette in the last week here.
Well, I mean, Bo Bichette didn't say anything that's not true. I mean, he's really accomplished everything that he's needed to at AAA. You know, GM Ross Atkins said as much a couple of days before the All-Star break. He said that he's done everything the team has asked. Now, in terms of whether or not he should be up here, I think for the Blue Jays, this is just a logistical issue right now, and they want to try and get something tangible back for one of Freddie Galvis and or Eric Sogard, which would clear the roster and set them up to more easily run with Bo Bichette at shortstop every day. I mean, his time is coming one way or the other. You know, I would expect him no later than August 1st or 2nd if he's not here sooner. But I've heard scenarios where he could have been up today, and he could have been up on Monday in Boston and even Friday in New York. So this is something that's coming. It's imminent. And, you know, all the stuff about, you know, is he mad at management or all that stuff, I think that's just grist for the mill. You know, he's coming. The Blue Jays know he's ready. He knows he's ready. And as soon as they figure out their roster situation, he'll be up in the big leagues.
Bo Bichette's kind of the headline guy down with AAA Buffalo, but are there some other players down there maybe not getting the same attention who, after the trade deadline, could maybe carve out a bit of a role this year?
Well, he's got to be fully healthy, and you know, that's been an issue for him a number of times, but Anthony Alford has to get a look this season. You know, if you're trying to figure out what you've got in the farm system, where you're at with your outfield, you know, Anthony Alford is certainly a talent. He's had truncated opportunities, hasn't been able to fully put it together just yet. But he's just such a dynamic athlete that he's got a chance to impact you in a number of ways if it clicks. And, you know, for whatever reason, there were times earlier this season where the Blue Jays could have given him an opportunity. They didn't. And the time is coming where, you know, they've really got to give him a bit of a shot and give him some runs. So he's certainly one person that I'd like to see get some playing time in center field and let the Blue Jays look at what they've got, because I think the center fielder for the future isn't on the roster right now. So they've got some thinking to do in that regard.
Shai Davidi is our guest of Sportsnet, talking a little bit of Blue Jays here. And last one for you, Shai, before I let you get back to the Cooperstown festivities, I guess, over the weekend. how big are the coming few weeks for Shapiro and Atkins, maybe in comparison to the lead up to previous deadlines for at least this regime of the front office for the Blue Jays?
Well, I mean, it's a very significant one because look where the Blue Jays are at right now in terms of a club on the rebuild. You know, this is the last major sell. This is the last, outside of the draft, the last chance to impact their farm system in a significant way. And if they don't do a good job with this, you know, it's going to be really difficult. Marcus Stroman is a popular player. More importantly, he's their best pitcher. And if the return isn't just, and if the return doesn't make sense and really help accelerate the rebuild, then a lot of people will rightly be asking, what are these guys doing? And then you factor in that both GM Ross Atkins and President and CEO Mark Shapiro are under contract only through 2020. It's certainly going to come to a decision time, you would think, about their future. So they absolutely have a lot riding on this deal for a number of different reasons on a number of different levels. And it's going to be very intriguing to watch what happens because, again, you know, you're trading away a commodity that you don't have. You're trading away someone who's very popular. You're trading away one of your few players who's performing to expectations this season. And you better get a good return, or otherwise a lot of people are going to be very upset.
Shai, thanks so much for joining us today, man. I know we got you a little bit late. We get some big news here in Calgary with perhaps an NHL trade. But always appreciate your time. Enjoy Cooperstown this weekend.
Yeah, no problem. My pleasure, guys.